2021 is 2 days away, and we are all hoping it's a better year. Vaccines, they're part of that hope, but now we find the rollouts stumbling. The federal government appears to be behind in distribution, states lack funding, and here in the Commonwealth, first responders say we don't have an effective plan to get shots into arms. So, where are we really on vaccinations in Massachusetts? And given where we are, when do we think we might reach herd immunity? I have a lot of questions like that for our guests, but we do want to open this up to you as well. If you have a question about vaccines or the rollout here in the Commonwealth, you can call us 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And now to our guests. We have Dr. Davidson Hamer, professor of infectious diseases and medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine and a professor at Boston University School of Public Health. We also have WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger, who has been covering vaccine distribution for the station. Dr. Hamer, Martha, welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. And Martha, I'm going to start with you because the governor gave a coronavirus update at noon, and I know you followed it. And I understand he talked about vaccinations, so I'm wondering what you can tell us.
Well, we are in phase. The state has three phases for distributing the coronavirus vaccines. But within each of those phases, Tiziana, there are some kind of like subcategories. So in phase one, so far in Massachusetts, we have initiated vaccinations of frontline healthcare workers. That's at hospitals and community health centers. And then this week, as you know, we started in nursing homes and assisted living facilities and rest homes. The next group will be first responders. That could start as soon as the second week of January, but it depends right now on supply, on as the governor said just a few hours ago, it depends on how quickly the state gets another round of Moderna vaccines. Moderna, as you might remember, doesn't need the super cold storage that Pfizer does, so it's easier to get out into the community.
So, Martha, Massachusetts officials originally thought they were going to get, or we were going to get, 300,000 doses of a vaccine by the 31st. That number was then scaled back to 265,000 earlier this month after they were told that initial projections for the U.S. were wrong. And I know you've been following concerns by firefighters, EMTs, other first responders about plans. Is there concern that there won't be enough? Is there concern about our ability to get those vaccines out to this third category you were just talking about?
Well, Tiziana, my motto to myself is like, take a deep breath, because yes, there's going to be concern about all of those issues for the next, I don't know what Dr. Hamer thinks, but 6 months at least, I would say. And what we're experiencing right now is uncertainty about supply. Now, just going back to your 300,000 number, the governor said he did think we'll get pretty close to that by the end of this calendar year. He doesn't seem worried about the initial supply so much, but there is a lot of uncertainty going forward. The state is creating these plans as it goes. We have experience, of course, with vaccinating people for all kinds of things, the flu and, you know, kids for any number of diseases. But this kind of wide-scale vaccination campaign is something that people have talked about. They have plans on paper. They may have done some trial runs, but actually putting it in place will be new. So the first responders, particularly some of the firefighters, are concerned now about a draft plan that has them going to local boards of health or local boards of health going to their fire stations to do a lot of the vaccine delivery. They would like to do some of that themselves. And there's a meeting tomorrow at the State House to talk about how this plan will unfold. And again, it's supposed to start happening in another 10 days or so. So it's all very exciting and very challenging.
So, Dr. Hamer, just listening to Martha, such a good reminder to sort of take a deep breath. So are you at this point feeling, at least for here in the Commonwealth, pretty calm and centered about where we are and how things are going?
I think we're making steady progress. I mean, as Martha said, it's challenging. We're dealing with a situation where we have limited supply that requires an intense freezer chain, not just a cold chain. Much more so for the Pfizer vaccine than the Moderna vaccine. But the most the biggest challenge is, that we're not the only state in the union or the only country in the world that needs a vaccine. So there's a lot of competition for a limited amount of vaccine. It will take some time for the two companies to be able to scale it up, to be able to meet the needs. So I think to some extent we need to be patient. And then, then there's the sort of all the logistics of delivery and having that organized. And I think there are a lot of different groups that are developing their plans and competing for some of the same limited resources in terms of vaccine supply. So I think we need to be patient, but also, develop plans and then begin implementing them and see what works best as vaccine becomes available. I'm quite keen to have first responders vaccinated, and I am not sure what the best way to do that is. The vaccine does require some degree of education and cautious administration in terms of pre-screening for people with a history of allergies, and then monitoring afterwards, make sure there's not an immediate reaction. So it's not something that just anybody can do. You really have to have some systems in place to do it efficiently and effectively.
So I'm finding what both of you are saying encouraging, and I am not interested in unnecessarily dialing any concerns up about anything else after this hard year. I do want to ask, Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown School of Public Health, launched a tweet storm earlier this week that really condemned what he called a slow vaccine rollout. At one point, he said, quote, "Personally, I'm incredibly frustrated. Did we know that vaccines were coming? Is vaccine administration a surprise?" End quote. So there is at least some sense from some credible sources that we've got some glitches in the system here. I'll ask you both what you make of that. Dr. Hamer, I'll start with you, and then I want to go back to Martha.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it could be done more rapidly, but on the other hand, I'm actually pretty impressed with how quickly vaccine has become available, at least to health centers. It's reaching skilled nursing facilities and nursing homes. The places that have it have rapidly developed sort of effective systems for delivery to their employees in the case of hospitals. And, I think it's really, we're in the vaccine was just approved a few weeks ago. And admittedly, a lot of organizations had already started their own planning. But as Martha said, once you start to implement, you realize, there's more to what you need to do. You need to develop sort of frequently asked question forms for people. You need to educate people about side effects. You need a lot of systems in place. All that takes some effort to organize. And then the biggest issue is really vaccine supply. And I don't have a feel for like how effectively that's being developed to meet the needs. But it may take more time than we anticipated. So, I mean, I think I personally feel like the progress has been very good so far, and wouldn't be so condemning. I mean, we need to. Ideally, it would be nice to do it faster and more efficiently, or at least faster. But it needs to be done safely as well.
So, Martha, I'm going to invite you to add in on that. And if you have any thoughts from your reporting on what we know about whether we're on track to this three phases that the governor released, I think last month now, where in the April to June timeframe, we're in phase three where vaccines are available to the general public, I would welcome thoughts and comments on all of that.
So I'll add on the distribution side that it's widely accepted the federal government should have spent a lot more money thinking about how to distribute vaccines. I mean, Operation Warp Speed has delivered phenomenal results, but it was about discovery and manufacturing. It wasn't about how do we actually get shots into people's arms. And so there is, in the minds of many experts, there's way too much scrambling going on in that regard right now. So as to whether Massachusetts is on track to complete the three phases the governor laid out, which would have the general public start to receive vaccines in April, I think we need to keep in mind that that was a best case scenario. It assumed that the supply of Moderna and Pfizer would continue uninterrupted at the pace originally laid out, which has slowed a little bit. It assumed that some additional vaccines would come online between now and then, and we still don't know for sure that that's happening, although we saw the Oxford AstraZeneca news out of the UK today. So there are a lot of things that have to go right in order for us to get to that point where the general public starts to see vaccines in April.
And Martha, that news is that they are now essentially approving, at least for emergency use, that vaccine in the UK. So there's
right,
a third.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I do want to go to the phones real quick, and I'm guessing this question is going to be for you, Dr. Hamer. We've got Megan on the line from Somerville. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. My question is for Dr. Hamer, and thank you, Tiziana and Martha, for your tireless reporting on the COVID-19. Dr. Hamer, if you can explain what herd immunity is. I'm very excited to see, I'm a physical therapist. I'm excited to see a lot of vaccines or selfies getting a vaccine from a lot of my colleagues in the hospital settings, and I work with patients directly. But can you define what is herd immunity? How is it going to help the people of the Commonwealth? And I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, Megan. The herd immunity is a concept, and basically it's a level of protective immunity in a population that can be, that basically is at a level that's high enough that ongoing transmission of a disease stops or slows down and then stops. It's basically interrupted. And so that can be done through natural infection where everybody gets sick, recovers, and then they have immunity. And there's just so many people that are immune that there are those limited people that are still sick. There's nobody else they can infect. That's one way. The other way is through immunization or a combination of the two, which effectively, you know, is probably what's going to happen in Massachusetts and the U.S. and beyond. The level that you need to reach varies by pathogen, by organism. Our estimates for this disease are somewhere in the 60 to 75% range, although I've seen even lower estimates, but assume that we need to get, say, to 70%. And that would be, you know, with vaccine, but I'd say also, you know, if we include the people that have had infection within at least the last 3 months, they could count towards that total. Part of the challenge is that we don't know how long immunity from natural infection lasts. There's clearly evidence that it gradually subsides or wanes in some people, especially if they've had milder illness. And that there's a very small risk of reinfection after some period of time, but probably most people will have longer lasting immunity from their initial episode and will be protected for a year or more. This is based on a number of different antibody studies, serologic studies. So we need to reach that level in order to have, you know, basically a better chance of having transmission stop in our communities.
So, Martha, before we go, I want to turn the last question to you. Just this afternoon, a little bit before the show, Attorney General Maura Healey was tweeting some warnings about vaccination scams. In part, one of the tweets said, quote, "If you're asked for your personal info or payment to put your name on a list to get the vaccine or to be in a vaccine trial, that is a scam. Massachusetts residents will not pay out of pocket for the vaccine." End quote. You know, the free flow of clear information and how people put sort of one foot in front of the other in this vaccination process seems so important. Any reactions to that and any sources of information that our listeners can rely on?
Well, I am very worried about people giving up personal information, including financial information, to scammers in the hopes of getting the vaccine. I mean, I think there's growing excitement and interest in getting these shots. Mass.gov, the state's site, has a good FAQ with information that tells you when you might be available, and it doesn't yet have information about how you'll be notified. So people just need to sit tight and wait for that. We will keep updating our vaccine FAQs and reporting on each stage so that people know who will be eligible when. In short, if you don't meet some pretty strict criteria, you're going to have to wait a couple months at least.
All right. Well, I really appreciate both of you, and I hope we're going to get a chance to do this conversation again. That was WBUR reporter Martha Biebinger and Dr. David Hamer, professor of infectious diseases and medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine, also a professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. Thanks so much to both of you. Really great information to give our listeners there.
Thanks.
Thank you
for having us. Take care.
You too, and Happy New Year.